Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started.
Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and holiday and New Year season. I have come off of my sabbatical, my six-week sabbatical, creatively recharged, elevated, and ready to dialogue with all of you about all the crazy shit that's been going down, and I hope in speaking with you that we can all make more sense of it all. Today is a bit unusual in that I'm starting off the season, which is season 8, with a fire starter, which is just a name for my short format solo episodes without a guest. Next week will be our first interview of the season. 2026 is bound to be epic. The level of corruption, graft, and sheer fuckery is beyond all comprehension. It is so obvious that even traditional liberals are starting to acknowledge, wake up, and comment on it all. Gasp. Could this be the year? Wink, wink. What are we going to focus on here at Base Camp this season? Well, we'll be keeping a close eye on the American Republic and the moves of President Trump, for sure. And we'll also be looking at the growing decentralization revolution, something that we will touch on today. And I'll be doing some good episodes on health, which is a topic that is a lifelong interest of mine. And yes, the esoteric, particularly the extraterrestrial conversation, will also get some airtime. Come on, man. I can't resist. What can I say? God wants me to talk to you about this stuff. Also, I may do more short format episodes this season. I'm feeling it. Episodes that I write and deliver solo in the 5 to 12 minute range, typically. Part of this is I have a bit more time to write now that I'm retired. And the other part is I'm tired of constantly wrangling for guests. It just gets a bit old. So I'm sticking with my once a week format with episodes coming out every Tuesday, but more of these are going to be of the Firestarter variety. Sound good? I have a few memes to share with you and then a piece I wrote about decentralization versus centralization that I wanted to kick the season off with. I'm thrilled to be back. I hope you are feeling good and maybe we can share some things that will bring a sense of light and hope into the narrative, for the lighter qualities seem to have a power in these times, do they not? Thank you, Base Campers, and enjoy the rest of the episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Stand Up Now Apparel. Stand Up Now has amazing designs centered on God, family, freedom, and patriotism. They use only the softest cotton in their designs and have gear for the whole family. Something for everyone, Base Campers. I know you're going to love their products. Go support them at www.standupnowapparel.com and use the code BASECAMP to receive a 10% discount and free shipping. And now, on to our interview. Centralization versus decentralization. What does this mean right now and why am I talking about it? Have you ever had the experience of seeing something very clearly that most other people do not or cannot see? Many of us have had this experience, and certainly during the COVID years, cough, cough, this was commonplace. The centralization versus decentralization revolution is one of those things for me. It is one of those once you see it, you cannot unsee it sort of things. What exactly am I talking about? Well, for me, it started with Bitcoin, a decentralized ledger for sound money. Bitcoin is not centrally controlled. I'll say that again. Bitcoin is not centrally controlled. It is validated by tens of thousands of nodes or servers worldwide. They all confirm the Bitcoin protocol with its fixed supply of 21 million, and every node validates all of the transactions around the globe. However, centralized money or fiat currency is what we currently have. The unlawful Federal Reserve really created to further enrich the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the globalist bankers, and enslave the rest of us through inflation and theft, aka taxation. This is what we have. The base layer of money is corrupt. You have to understand this. The base layer of money is corrupt because it is centrally controlled by just a few. There is no end to the money printing, graft, and corruption, and theft. The rest of us are left wondering how we were born into such a terribly unfair monetary system. When it is centrally controlled, you can bet it will benefit only those individuals and large companies closest to the money printer. Let's look at another system, the medical industrial complex. Again, you have the same dynamic, a centrally controlled entity or system being corrupted by both the huge amounts of money being spent by a few giant pharmaceutical companies, coupled with a system that heavily bribes doctors to prescribe more and more drugs, toe the line, shut up, and get rich themselves. Doctors are paid to go along with an agenda that is making us all fat and sick. Most know it, some might be clueless, but we all see it. However, there's a movement afoot here as well, a decentralized form of healthcare where everyday people are leaving the corruption of the medical industrial complex and putting their trust in naturopathic doctors, nutritionists, alternative health teachers and practitioners, and learning to trust their own innate bodily wisdom to decide which way to go whenever they face the health issues we all inevitably come across. And don't even get me started on the chamois insurance industry, another centralized corrupt shit show. You're starting to see decentralized health insurance even. I'm going to be exploring that in an episode coming up this season. The decentralized revolution is going to touch every aspect of society. Mark my words. The media is another easy illustration, is it not? Six companies own every TV, film, and radio station in the nation. Six companies. So it is easy to control the global narrative when you can easily coordinate it as such. You can get people to collectively believe the most insane shit, and they have, because the media is centrally controlled. It wasn't always this way, but over the decades, as big media conglomerates bought more and more media assets, we now clearly have a centrally controlled media, and the evidence is obvious. Look how coordinated the narrative was during the COVID spectacle. To counter this is the decentralized movement of citizen journalists doing their best to inform their fellow humans as to what might actually really be going on. We have truthers and anons and all sorts of people that like to go down rabbit holes, present company included, and then report back on what they've learned and discovered. It is a vibrant form of information sharing. Look at how powerful memes have been at altering the narrative landscape. These are a most effective weapon of the decentralized citizen journalist landscape. Social media is another system. The centrally controlled social media features all the usual globalist suspects: Google, Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. We tell ourselves that these are familiar and convenient, even though these centralized entities serve a globalist tracking and surveillance machinery that is a precursor to the central bank digital currency and their Orwellian aims to deeply curtail our freedom of choice, movement, and lifestyle. Seriously, who out there trusts Zuckerberg and Facebook, or Larry Page, Sergey Brin, and Google, or even Elon Musk and X? I don't. Am I paranoid? Maybe. Or is it smart to find a road less traveled through all this? They being the globalists, the anti-humanity cabal, are counting on us to keep going along with their platforms and systems. We aren't, though. People are breaking through all of the time now. To illustrate this, here's a quote by Israeli cybersecurity billionaire Shlomo Kramer, spoken on CNBC. Shlomo says, quote, "It's time to limit the First Amendment. We need to control all the social platforms and take control of what they are saying," unquote. Oh, Shlomo, I too am saving Israel for last, wink, wink. Where are the decentralization advocates going for their social media interactions? Well, they're moving to Nostr, of course. Yep, a social media that is not controlled by any globalist agenda. It is, again, simply confirmed, like Bitcoin, by thousands of nodes that keep Nostr running, a platform that is structured like Bitcoin, but for social media. Pretty cool, huh? It seems to me that it all comes down to trust. We have traded convenience for a passive compliance. I'm speaking for myself here. They want us meek and obedient. The decentralized movement, however, is real. It is our get-out-of-prison key if we would just be so bold and daring as to use it. Decentralization, by its very definition, is power to the people, all the people. The left makes a critical error here, in my humble opinion. They preach a fuzzy, worn collectivism that is really just a precursor to communism, and therefore more centralized control. Decentralization is not about communism. In fact, it is the exact opposite. Here's a few quotes about centralization by some people that hated freedom, both historical and current. Quote, "The individual is nothing. The collective is everything," unquote. Joseph Stalin. Quote, "The interests of the individual must be subordinated to the interests of the collective," unquote. That's Chairman Mao. and, quote, everything in the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state, unquote. That's Mussolini. And lastly, a current one, quote, will replace rugged individualism with a warm collectivism, unquote. That is Mayor Mamdani of New York City. Have fun with that, New Yorkers. What does centralization look like? Well, it's the world we live in, the Matrix. The fuzzy part of this collectivism is that we're all so fucking numb to it that we can't figure it out. Centralization is all about control. Control of what, you ask? Control of you. There's some good signs, though. The trust in the centralized systems that we previously thought were for our own good is at an all-time low. Every day, we see the depths of corruption, theft, graft, bribery, and extortion has no bottom. The swamp has a stench now that everyone can smell, left, right, and center. And there's bound to be even more unbelievable examples coming in 2026. The Somali daycare sham revealed in Minnesota will hit other states. We have a bunch of Somali daycares right here in Washington. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's what happens in a centralized system, no matter what Marxists and communists say about it being fuzzy. Here's a quote by Elon Musk, who said, quote, U.S. aid was not just an apple with a few worms inside. It was a festering ball of worms in the shape of an apple, unquote. That is graphic. Just wait till we get to some of these areas. Oh, is this going to be an interesting year? To be fair, personally, I'm not done using the globalist centralized systems, not all of them anyways, for I too am a creature of habit and convenience, but I am intrigued and excited enough from what I am seeing from the decentralized revolution to get out of my comfort zone, learn some new skills, and have a foot in both worlds. And I've started to put more weight on the new systems. I'm sensing a firm ground, a pro-humanity ethos, and some of the wildest, most creative humans I've ever met. It's good to be back at the microphone. I'm looking forward to writing shotgun with you in 2026 on this historical tour of the absolute clown world that gets created when you have centralized control of all your important systems. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you for listening, base campers, and we'll see you around the fire next week. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors, and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Basecamp for Men.